Welcome to
my day
TNT edition. Okay, so today we've got Mateo.
Hoi.
Josh.
Hello.
Campbell.
Oh yeah, it's me.
And me, Golem.
No, Aston. Okay, so today we're going to be doing TNT stuff. So TNT traps, TNT cannons. Does anyone know how to make a TNT cannon here?
Nope. Used to.
Damn it. Campbell?
No.
So not TNT cannons. Pew. Don't put, if you're trying to make a TNT, pardon me, if you're trying to make a TNT cannon, do not put it in a dispenser because it doesn't go far enough and it goes just straight down. It comes out, it goes straight down. Okay, so today, does anyone know how to make a TNT trap? These are super easy.
No.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. Is it just a pressure plate on top of a grass block or something and then TNT underneath it?
Yeah, they use that in sandstone temples. Really annoying. But I know. A TNT trap is, this is the most basic thing. Before redstone stuff even came to PE and stuff, and TNT was. Okay, so you have, it depends how high you want it. I choose six blocks high, two poles, about like 4 blocks or 5 blocks away from each other.
Of
and then
what?
Put
of what?
Any block you choose. Not TNT. Now, go 2 blocks in if you chose 5. Go 2 blocks in either side and put some TNT in the middle. Hit the TNT with flint and steel, drops down and kills anything below. Pretty simple. Always have a pit.
There's another way.
Oh, go.
Pretty simple. So it's basically TNT, then any block you choose on top of that, and then a pressure plate.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And then when you stand on the pressure plate, it'll
come. Sandstone temples use it. So watch out. If you jump down, there's a hole. There should be what is like a purple?
Under blue wool.
Not always. Sometimes it's a purple clay brick. Now,
oh, yeah. Not wool.
Yeah.
And it is in, like, computer. And
so,
yeah.
If there's a purple clay brick with a pressure plane on it, do not land on that. Because that will set off TNT, you will break your legs, and you will die.
That's nice.
Losing all your treasures in the chests there.
So you have to try. Diamonds. You have to have ladders, otherwise you can't get out.
Or you can.
There.
Or you can use blocks, but. Or you can.
Yeah.
A way to avoid it's quite simple. Dig to where. If you see the pressure plate in the center. Dig to northwest, south, or east side and just drop down there. You avoid the pressure plate, destroy the pressure plate, and then you're fine.
May as well collect that TNT. Should be 9 blocks. Can come in handy.
Yes, it does.
Wait, we should do the most important thing. How to make TNT.
Oh, my gosh.
How did we forget that?
Yeah.
So the way to make TNT is sand. And gunpowder, which you can get from creepers and chests and stuff.
And ghasts.
Oh, yes, ghasts. But you won't be able to go to the ghasts until you reach the nether, which
you'll
need.
Takes a long time.
Yeah. So
really.
I reckon, like, kind of.
You have to get down to the obsidian.
Probably 1 hour at max, for me, at least.
Yeah, for you. All right, let's go.
How to make TNT?
Yep.
So it's basically gunpowder in, like, a 5 on a die, so it's, like, diagonal.
Oh, yeah,
in every corner and the middle. And then the rest is just sand. So 4 sand, 5 gunpowder.
Quite simple. Campbell, do you have anything? Do you, like, know anything about TNT?
It explodes, and if you get too close to it, it kills you.
Yeah. Oh, the thing I like doing is this is how you form rivers on a flat world. Use TNT. Go anyway, like, 1 block apart, use TNT, go anyway, twists and turns and stuff, and they will blow up, leaving you to the bedrock. They blow up like 4 blocks, 5 blocks deep, and then what, like 6 blocks across?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. So you just snake around and you get a river. I think. What else can you do with TNT? Does anybody know?
It basically is for blowing up things. Yeah. I don't think there's really
mining.
Anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing stuff. Traps.
That's basically it, really.
Yeah. You can make a TNT dropper, which is also fun. You need a dropper? No, you don't need a dropper. You need a
dispenser.
Yes. That's it. And a lever.
or button just so it like automatically resets. Yeah. Or a pressure plate.
Yeah.
Or tripwire.
Yeah.
Yeah, tripwires are good.
I've done that before. If you get the tripwire hook and this is how you make string, it's spider silk.
Yeah.
You have to kill a spider.
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
Not all the time.
Sometimes. So you have two hooks, like tripwire hooks.
Yep.
You have to put them in line with each other so you can connect them with the string.
Yep.
Then when someone
They can't be on one block and then one block and then there's a block in the
there
middle.
There has to be a one block gap.
No, it can't
It has
be one
to be
block.
Flat, though.
At least three block
no,
gap.
No, it can be one.
Two. No, it can't because I've done that.
It goes one, then string, then one.
Oh, you could try it, but sometimes it doesn't work. Not very well. Not as well as a three block gap. That's very good. Yeah, it's quite simple.
Because this is a really short episode and
I think we should have a special guest.
I was thinking second topic.
Nah, we'll just stick to TNT. Yes, short episode's a good episode.
Short and sharp.
The only thing, apart from people that use TNT, as in like TNT, not fireballs and stuff, is a creeper.
Creeper girl. Boom.
So, I think it's time to call in our special guest. Mr. Creeper! So, Mr. Creeper, how are you? No, Josh, we don't need him blowing up. Okay, so Mr. Creeper, how are you?
Good, thank you very much.
Creepers can't speak. You aren't a creeper. Oh, well, yes you are. You're just a modified creeper.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm going to go now. Bye.
How? The door's a lock. Oh, no, run! Get out of here!
Save me!
Oh,
I haven't blown up yet, you idiot.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
But I will now.
No, please, now. No, no, you bad child.
Oh, that killed. Why? We're going to have to end the show. There's a zombie coming.
Hey, we're on half alive. No. Get the diamond swords.
Bye.
So,